The question stating quo is, we would like to know the nature of the connection between the contact, that would be you, and the channel that channels your words or thoughts, or any confederation words or thoughts. Could you elaborate on the nature and quality of that connection and how it might be enhanced by the one who is serving as the channel or the instrument?
We are those known to you as the principle of Guo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this day. What a privilege and a pleasure it is, my friends, to be called to your circle of seeking. We thank each soul who has laid aside precious time for seeking the truth. We are most glad to accept the invitation to share our humble thoughts with you on the subject of the nature of the point of contact betwixt source and channel. As always, however, before we begin, we would ask that each of you employ your powers of discrimination as you hear what we have to say. Use those thoughts of ours that seem helpful to you, by all means, and leave the rest behind without a second thought. This will enable us to speak freely without being concerned that we may be interrupting the process of your evolution or infringing upon your free will. We thank you for this consideration. The nature of contact betwixt a physical being, that is a spiritual being which has associated itself with a physical body in your third density, and a non-physical being, that is a being which does not have a body that would be considered a physical body in third density. Begins with a consideration of the nature of the energy body itself. Such a consideration must begin with a look at who you are energetically and how your energetic system works to create a place for connection. Each of you has studied the material that we of the Confederation have offered you through this instrument over the years about the energy body. You are aware that in our opinion it is the primary body, even though you are in physical form as far as your physical eyes can see, the creature that you are would be empty and hollow were it not for the interpenetration of your flesh and bone by the energy body which is associated with your infinite and eternal self. So the first point of contact to be considered in your question is the contact between you as a physical being and you as an energy being or an essence. Your physical body is a marvel of engineering and design, a self-contained chemical distillery set in delicate parameters for the sole purpose of use by your soul. Because you have experienced what this instrument calls Derby Weekend, you have been talking about the courage and bravery of the thoroughbreds that run, and especially the incredible courage and self-sacrifice of the filly known as Eight Bells, who gave her life in order to please her master and run this straight race to her very best ability. You may see your physical bodies in the same light just as a horse and its rider, your physical body, wants to be ridden, waits to be ridden, and loves the rider who rides it. That rider is your energy body or your soul body or your spiritual essence. The connection between the two is delicate yet very powerful. It was set by intention prior to your joining the physical body with the soul body somewhere during the process of your mother's pregnancy, or perhaps just after your mother delivered you into the world. The point of entry of the soul or the energy body into association with the physical body varies greatly. Yet, eventually, you are born, and you are inextricably intertwined spirit and flesh, incorporated in one creature of amazing complexity and nuance. And yet, in the end, moving by very simple principles having to do with attraction, repulsion, and the whole principle of choice. The soul that you are has brought into your physical manifestation many non-physical items. They include your physical traits, such as quickness of mind or quickness of coordination, personality traits such as your preferences for choices of pleasure and choices of work, and your limitations and seeming failings and faults. all of which were carefully placed where they were, as they were, in order that you in this very short lifetime of yours may have the maximum potential for using what the one known as Dave called the day. That brief day of lifetime to create an ever more just balance within your energy body, within your soul essence, between the qualities of love, wisdom, power, and peace. It is the nature of your density that you are not to know the truth of that which we say, nor have any way of proving it. Rather, you take your journey on in a state of unknowing. And as you leap into faith and make your choice for love, you have only the most subjective of feedbacks to reassure you that you are on the right track, on task, and on target. It is not given you to know if you are drawn to something like channeling simply because you wish to be of service, or if there are other strains of unmanifested and perhaps undiscovered reasons for being attracted to the service of offering yourself as channel. It remains for you an act of faith, an act of courage, and an act of absolute dedication to service, so to prepare yourself to be able to receive our thoughts and to transmit them, or translate them, as this instrument would say, through your voice, your sensibility, and your awareness. As those who do come to this service seeking to make it better, we are very glad to speak of the second point of connection, which would be the connection betwixt your energy body and our energy body. This instrument has, in teaching during this weekend of study and fellowship, spoken several times about the importance of intent. Within the world of spirit, which is the environment of your energy body, creating an intent is as real as taking a tool would be in the physical world to a board and creating an opening by sawing a hole of a certain shape and size in the material. There is a lot of thought that goes into making a certain opening in a board, Perhaps it is supposed to fit onto another board that is just of this dimension and that thickness. And so the psalmist be very clever and the wielder of the psalmist be skilled in order that the cut may be smooth, the hole may be appropriately sized, and the fit may be a good one. When you make your intention, you are creating an opening into your body that is your energy body, that is of a certain nature, of a certain shape, shall we say, for simplicity's sake. You have crafted that intent by stating precisely what you wish to do, why you wish to achieve contact with the source. You have used the material of your energy body to create this opening. It is not precisely an opening within any of your chakras, but rather it is an opening made by the alignment of your heart chakra, your blue ray chakra, your indigo ray chakra, and your violet ray chakra together with the gateway to intelligent infinity and the octave chakra or eighth chakra, which rests above your head in time space. So it is not only an opening that is a flat opening, but rather it is a multidimensional opening of a certain shape. That shape being the shape of your desire and your intention. And the clarity and cut of that shape being made by the degree of clarity which you bring to your service of opening to channel. Thusly, we say to you that the greatest part of cooperating with the process of opening to channel is the degree of clarity, integrity, and depth of thoughtfulness with which your intention to offer this service is made. There is always, in doing this service, the concern on our parts that in your eagerness to be of service, you shall skip the thorough examination of your entire energy body before setting your intention to open to channel. The one known as Talitha was asking earlier if certain blockages that she may have deep within her might keep her from being the best channel that she could be. And we would say to that question, the answer is yes. And not only the blockages which are within her in particular, but in general, those blockages which remain within the energy system and which either acutely or chronically are narrowing the beam of energy which is able to be drawn up through the root chakra, up through the heart, and out through the top of the head. This is the base note or the foundation energy from which the channeling must proceed. Therefore, we would encourage those who wish to channel to make a daily practice of examining, balancing, and freeing the energy body from all distortions that can be found as you examine your thoughts for the day and those things that have occurred to you that would tell you where your energy may be caught within the energy body. There is no more helpful thing that you can do to prepare for the service of channeling on a regular basis than the daily clearing of your energy body. This entails a great deal, actually. And we would use one word to characterize the nature of work with your energy body. And that word is forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very powerful thing. Perhaps you are upset with yourself because you ate that which you shouldn't have eaten, or because you spent some time when you should have been doing A and instead you prefer to do B. Perhaps you felt that you talked too much or too little, perhaps many, many things. Whatever those thoughts about yourself, they call for forgiveness from you, not because you are worthy, and not because you are unworthy but are redeemed, but because the nature of you and of everything else in creation is perfection. Shall you hold it against manifestation that it cannot show you that perfection? Or shall you by faith alone claim that perfection that exists triumphantly regardless of appearances? You forgive because that is the truth of your being. You forgive because in claiming love as your nature, you know that love forgives all. And when it comes to forgiving others, you go through the same process. Although we are aware it is exponentially easier to forgive others than to forgive the self. Therefore, we speak of the self first, and we speak of the self last in asking you always to remember to forgive the self, even if it seems that the self was not involved and all you have to do is forgive another who has wronged you. Dear ones, this is not the equation as it truly exists. That which is held against another is held against yourself. That which is forgiven another is forgiven yourself. For you and another are one. Therefore, come into a state of forgiveness. Sense that all is forgiven. Know that love is everything. And in that environment, can you set your intention to be of service? the quality and lucidity of your intention create a vector through the gateway to intelligent infinity towards the target that you have selected by the specificity of your intention. This instrument has talked before about how you are radios, and in tuning you are dialing towards the highest and best channel which you can receive on your instrument. Therefore, the tuning process that you have been learning this weekend is very important in terms of the contact that you are able to make and how securely and soundly that contact is made. Consequently, we are very pleased that each of you has spent much time working with the process of tuning. We encourage you to find your own way, as this instrument has said in her teaching. Do not rely upon what she has learned, but only use her suggestions as a starting place. And then by observation and by repetition in your own practice, refine your own way of tuning your mind, body, and spirit into alignment with your highest intention. It is good that you take time to do this, not only because it is good to tune. That in itself is reason enough to spend the time before making a contact. But there is a further point to be made here, and that is that although it is a tender invasion between an instrument and the source of channeling, it is nevertheless an invasion. We are incorporating our energy into your energy. And that incorporation will last for the duration of the channeling. Consequently, it helps the energy body to have a little time to get ready for this very intimate connection, which could be likened to the sexual connection in that it is a connection of power that is made for the purpose of propagating love in a certain vibration. Our propagation is never intended to take corporeal form. There is no sperm or ovum. There is no child that grows. There is only that most tender and delicate stream of concepts that interpenetrates the sensibility of the channel coming through the gateway of intelligent infinity from that specific point of targeting that has been hit down through the violet ray chakra, the indigo ray chakra, the blue ray chakra, to the heart chakra, and bouncing up again and resting in the blue ray. That throat chakra, which we rest in order to use your vocal apparatus and to offer our concepts to you. It is a penetration in utmost honor and respect, in love and in light, and it is blessed and protected by the care and the fastidiousness with which you have prepared yourself for this contact, and by the care with which you have tuned and then challenged the spirit who answers your call. It is wise indeed when the contact is over and we have withdrawn from your energy body back through the gateway to our resting place in the inner planes of your density. For you as an instrument to take that same amount of time to rest and allow the experience to mellow. You may think of it as a time of the gradual return of your full energy to the outside world. Or you may think of it as a time of afterglow, following the sexual metaphor that we used earlier. For it is a communion of a very high order when an instrument allows the incorporation of the source which is channeled. Your children are your channelings, and you offer them with that same love and devotion that a mother offers to her children. We thank you for this query and would request that if there is a follow-up question that you ask it now. We are those of Ukuo.
I have a question. I wonder if you could speak a little bit to the experience of channeling. It often seems to the channel that what we are speaking is actually our own thoughts and not the thoughts of another. And this seems particularly true because the experience requires that we put together sentences the way we would as if we were speaking on our own behalf. Can you give us some guidance about how we might sort out where that which comes from us lies and where that which comes from the source we seek to channel lies? Thank you.
We are those of Ukuo. And we believe that we understand your query, my brother. If we understand you correctly, we would say that there should be no thought taken as to whether the thoughts that come to your mind are yours or are ours. The less thought that is taken on a conscious level once the channeling process begins, the cleaner the contact will be and the more space we shall have in which to work. The reason that it is so difficult to distinguish betwixt one's own thought and the thought of the source that is channeling through your instrument is that there is no difference in the production of a thought by you and the production of a thought by us as it comes from the world of concepts and ideation into the workaday world of sentences and statements which express the thought or the concept. Since there is no difference in the feel or the texture of thoughts generated from your subconscious processes and the processes of a source channeling through your subconscious into your conscious mind, any thought taken constitutes an element of self-doubt. It invites the consideration of many things by the intellectual or rational mind. And it encourages the distraction of the energies that have been so carefully aligned through the chakras from the heart on upward through the gateway to intelligent infinity. Consequently, once a contact has been accepted, the encouragement of such thoughts is sabotage to your original intent. It is not necessarily a harmful distortion for you to flash upon these thoughts. This is conscious channeling, and the conscious self will be there around the edges, shall we say. But let that conscious self remain a spectator. And let the process of allowing the incorporated entity to speak through your instrument to go forward unimpeded by any encouragement whatsoever of that spectator to join into the equation of channeling. May we answer you further, my brother? We are those of Nkua.
Not on that question. Thank you very much.
We thank you, my brother. May we ask if there is another query at this time? We are those of Nkua.
Of the infinite range of reactions that an entity could have upon hearing or reading your words, what is there a hoped for reaction behind your intention when communicating through earthly instruments?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. My brother, it is our hope to share our thoughts. We have no hope that they will be accepted in such and such a way, nor have we any expectation of any particular kind of reaction on the part of those whose questions we answer. Our hope is to express in a voice of love the thoughts that we have to share in the least distorted manner possible. Our hope, in short, is to decrease distortion and enlarge love. within the awareness of ourselves and of those to whom we speak. Our hope is to be part of the light and the love of the one infinite creator as it manifests in so many ways, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We could never point or predict or narrow the possibilities of reaction that are acceptable to us. It is acceptable to us if entities listen and have no interest in that which we have to say. It is acceptable to us if entities find our work, our thoughts, our opinions of use. It is our pleasure to meet the opportunity that has been given to us in a channeling session, to have a conversation with those of you who are yet in third density, calling for our help, hoping to hear a voice of love. We hope to be such a voice. Beyond that, we do not have any expectation or desire to see a particular outcome. Were we to do so, we would be less than fully of service to others, and that would never be part of our intention. May we answer you further, my brother?
Not on that question. Thank you, Claude.
We thank you, my brother. May we ask then if there is another query at this time? We are those of Nkul.
If nobody else has one, I would have one other one. It's a big question and maybe a brief answer would suffice at this point. Many of us have feelings of having not been treated well and a response of anger to that. And particularly for those of us who are attempting to develop on the path of service to others, it can be a tendency to hold back on our feelings of anger and to hold this over long periods of time until it gets to the point where we can it becomes sort of numb and unreachable. I wonder if you could speak briefly to the question of how one might help to clear those frozen energies. Thank you.
We are those of Nkul and are aware of your query, my brother. It is indeed so that in most patterns of incarnation within your density, there grow to be in the incarnated mind, body, spirit complex pockets of deeply buried pain. As one can imagine, the effort made to bury the pain is commensurate to the level of the pain. The greater the pain, the more harsh the need will have been to erect defenses around it and annihilate it. It is not a desirable situation to have these islands of buried pain. although there are methods of systematically going after such buried pain, we would perhaps more happily recommend the natural process of becoming aware of these pockets of pain and suffering through the observation of the self in its reactions to surface catalyst. As events occur on the surface of life in everyday matter. Some events trigger reactions that seem out of proportion to the catalyst that provoked them. When an unevenness in the calm of the spirit is detected, that unevenness is worth noting, not in order to judge the self, but in order to play detective in ferreting out the direction of these pockets of deeply held pain. Naturally, you do not wish to do violence to yourself in the process of digging up this rich ore of experience. And this is why we say that it is better to work with the self in a patient and sustained manner, getting to know the patterns of triggering that you have as an individual, and building your intelligence as to what might be behind these unusually outsized reactions to seemingly mild catalyst. Gradually, you will begin to close in on a line of thinking or a direction of inference, which leads you to a sudden memory of the generation of this old pain. Perhaps you cannot recall the details, but suddenly the pain will present itself to you, free from its defensive guard, so that you are able to realize its strength and see it in its true shape for the first time. When this occurs, embrace this realization and release that deeply held pocket of pain. the balm of Gilead for such wounds is forgiveness again. Forgiveness of the self. Forgiveness of the other. Forgiveness of the situation. In many cases, you are forgiving things so early experienced in your childhood that you shall never have a cognitive awareness of the exact nature of the pain or of the cause of the pain. Yet, at the same time, as you are able to lift this oar out of its pocket and set it free, you can sense the lightness of your shoulders that no longer carry this burden, and you can feel the inrush of new energy into your body. And these are the signs that you have successfully released an engram of frozen emotion. This is work well done, but we encourage you to do it gently, lovingly, and patiently, rather than attempting to clear the decks and become completely free of all distortion. Such desires are those which create further distortion. Realize, too, that as you clear out a pocket of pain, you may be dealing with a pocket that is being fed from a still deeper source within your system of energies. So that were you to stop at that point and think to yourself, now my work is done, you would be denying yourself the opportunity to move even deeper and to find that original pain that has been feeding the more near to the surface pocket of pain, which you have found now. Consequently, do not feel that this is work that can be finished within a lifetime, but rather remain vigilant each day of your life to those things which disturb you. And investigate them as you get to know yourself ever better and ever more deeply. May we answer you further, my brother. We are those of Nkuol.
No, thank you very much. That's really helpful.
We thank you, my brother. Is there a final query at this time? We are those of Nkuol.
Nkuol, I have one. What categories of questions yield the best results and or are most suitable for your contact? And if there is time, conversely, what categories of questions are least suitable for your contact?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. We are those who hope to be a source of information helpful to those who are seeking the truth. Consequently, questions which are shaped from spiritual concerns are those that most directly avail themselves to a fruitful discussion by us. We are a voice of love. And our energies are nurtured by questions that are couched in loving terms, by those seeking in a peaceful way to progress, to know themselves better, and to accelerate the pace of their spiritual evolution. Those questions which baffle our ability to serve are those questions which do not have to do with spiritual concerns in any way that we can find as the question is presented. And it is to be noted in this regard that this instrument's frequent suggestions to those who would have sessions of channeling with our source to ask for what spiritual principles apply to any given concern are very well founded. The request for spiritual principles opens to us the ability to offer our humble opinions on those subjects. We may not be able to address directly a specific concern. Yet, if spiritual principles are involved in the query, we may discuss those which we can see may have some use as a resource in considering an issue at hand, whether it be abstractly spiritual or involved in a more specific and earthly concern. Because we are a voice of love, because we come in service to others, those queries act from a standpoint of fear and service to self are those which most effectively baffle our ability to be of service. May we answer you further, my brother? We are those of Gul.
Yes, real quick. A question, another category of question that may not be suitable that you did not mention, is the question that may qualify in terms of it being about spiritual concerns, but may disqualify itself in that it seeks something that is beyond the instrument's own knowledge base. Is this true?
We are those of Kuo, and if we understand your query, my brother, it is not so. When a question is beyond an instrument's knowledge base, but yet is that of which we are aware, we are often able to give impressions to an instrument that allow it to create structures of thought that are able to be used by those with the information which the instrument does not have. If the instrument has been able to be lucid and true in the creation of that metaphor which replaces knowledge, then the questioner may then infer from that metaphor of words and sentences the structure of the information that is desired. May we answer you further, my brother?
I'm in a position often of guiding question making by other individuals, and your information was very helpful. No further questions. Thank you.
We thank you too, my brother, and appreciate your service upon our behalf as you help to prepare those who come to us for a conversation to have the most productive conversation that they may have. We are most grateful for the opportunity to have such conversations. It is our blessing to be called to circles of seeking such as this one. And indeed, that is our way of being of service at this point in our own spiritual evolution. We would at this time thank this group for the beauty of its vibrations and the blended beauty of its creation of the sacred space of the temple of this session of working. We thank this circle, and we leave this circle in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as the principle of Gul. Adonai. Adonai, my friends. As we let the light go back to its source that we have gathered in this group, let us place in it our hopes and our dreams and our prayers for healing, especially asking that all of the buried pain that is within all of us be brought to the surface in the gentlest way possible and forgiven as quickly as possible. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle in you, are healing me. I am the circle in you, are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle in you, are healing me. I am the circle in you, are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle in you, are healing me. I am the circle in you, are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.